The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognizing him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout this Easter octave in the Gospels, we see a familiar pattern. The pattern begins with the utter shock of the disciples on seeing the risen Jesus. No matter how many times he had foretold them that he was going to rise from the dead on the third day, they really didn't believe that it was going to happen. And after his crucifixion, they were doubly shocked. That's the first stage. Second stage we see is that Jesus tries to disabuse them of those false notions. He tries to prove that he's risen from the dead. And then he tries to explain to them why he was going to risen from the dead. That not only had he prophesied it, but that all of salvation history had prophesied it. And then third is, you see the growing faith of the disciples in the reality of Jesus' resurrection and how that was the fulfillment of everything that was said. And then fourth, Jesus gives a mission, namely to continue his mission.